Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 12th, yep, count it, 12th episode of Collegeville Conversation. I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Now, today we have a pretty special guest. She's a little bit of a Twitter, social media phenom in the world of sports. It's Gabby Gotti. Gabby, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So, how about those Browns?
Yeah, this is the best they've ever been in my lifetime, probably. Not really, but like kind of. It's awesome. And I know they're not the best team, but This is the best we've had in a while. So I'll take what I can get.
First winning season since 2007.
Yeah.
That's gotta feel good.
Well, first non-losing season.
They could still technically
lose out.
They could still
go 500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think that'll happen personally.
I don't either, but I'm just gonna not say it yet.
Yeah. Miles Garrett's he's a beast though. He is a beast.
Oh, I love Miles. He's my favorite player on the team. Besides Odell.
That's a shame what happened to Odell.
I cried.
Do you think he's played his last game for the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I really think so. And I hate that.
It is a tough
one. It's the truth.
But I think you guys still have a great deal of talent around you with Miles, and I think Baker's not as bad a QB as people make him out to be. But the Browns are a pretty interesting situation.
Oh yeah, they are.
They have a schedule that includes matchups such as the Ravens coming up soon, the Giants as well. That should be a must win. That should be an easy win for them. But and they also got to finish up the regular season, the Pittsburgh Steelers, notorious
yes,
Steelers.
Yes, we do. it scares me a little bit, but I'm excited.
Do you think the Steelers will still be undefeated by then?
You know what? Probably. Honestly, I hope they go undefeated and lose their first playoff game. That would be an ideal situation. It would be hilarious.
Honestly, I could see that happening. Because...
Yeah.
The Steelers are pretty talented, too, with TJ Watt. I love TJ Watt. He's a great player. Roethlisberger's having a great comeback season. You love to see that. But I don't think they're as good as their record shows.
I don't think so either. I think they've gotten so lucky.
Yeah. A little bit of a... Would you say it's a little bit of a cakewalk schedule for them?
Yeah, I mean, like, we played the same team. So, yeah, it's really easy. And we're playing the NFC East.
Yeah. As a fan of an NFC East team, the Philadelphia Eagles, it's been just a little bit frustrating considering we can be 3-7 and still be in first place, but it should not be that way, and we would still host a playoff game if we won the division. So it's
honestly like any of the NFC teams I would want to not win so you could get a better draft pick.
Honestly, that's kind of what I'm hoping for, because no matter who wins the division in the NFC East, no matter how bad their record is, basically the worst draft pick they could get is 18. And that would not be ideal for any of the teams.
No.
But
not at all.
How would you think the Browns would do if they were in the playoffs?
Depends on who they play.
If they played
the Bills, I think we win.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
For the Chiefs, we get blown out.
Exactly. Who's your ideal playoff matchup?
Bills. I know we can beat the Bills.
That would actually be a really good matchup. I think both teams are pretty evenly matched.
Yeah.
But I think they could...
Heck, we could play the Steelers.
That's a good one, too. That's a little bit of a preview. When you play the Steelers week 17, I think that's definitely a game on the Browns' calendar. It's definitely a must-win for them. I think it would be pretty funny if the Steelers were 15-0 going into that game and the one loss was the Browns.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. I don't know what would happen. Like, let's say they're 15-0. Do you think they're going to bench their guys for the playoffs, even though it's against us, and risk their 16-0 season?
I think if you're 15-0, you kind of have to go for the 16-0 season.
I feel like you have to, too. So we'll see what happens, though.
I wanted to ask you something, because I've been hearing a lot. There's a lot of talk about my team, the Philadelphia Eagles. What do you think of Carson Wentz?
I hate him.
You hate him.
I'm sorry.
You hate him.
I don't like anything about him. I don't. I don't like his off-field personality, and I don't like what he does on the field. I feel like I just wouldn't be friends with him.
That's
basically what I'm saying.
Well, over here, we don't like what he's doing on the field either right now. But I don't think he's the only issue with the Eagles.
Oh, he's not. No, he's definitely not. But still, like, he's just not making it any better for himself.
Again, the game against the Browns, I think you guys should definitely have beaten us worse than you did.
Well, it was really bad. It was really bad out. It was nasty. No one wanted to be there. I didn't want to be there. They didn't want to be there. I know they didn't want to.
Yeah, I was about to say, you were at that game.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think if you guys had Miles, you definitely would have beaten us worse than you have. Because our O-line is... Our O-line, he would feast on our O-line.
That would have been funny. Sorry.
I agree. But, yeah, basically... Well, you guys were the ones that technically gave us Carson Wentz.
Yeah. And, like, I said I hate him. I don't hate him, but I just wouldn't want him on my team. Also, when he wears that stupid camo arm sleeve, like, it just doesn't look good.
It depends on the Eagles jerseys, I guess. But...
No way. Bad. I'm bad all the time. You know what I'm talking about, too.
I know exactly what you're talking about, that the arm sleeve that he wears, it's camo.
Yeah, digital camo, even.
It's whatever. We have a great backup quarterback in Jalen Hurts, but I wish that they would let him throw the ball more.
Yeah, they haven't done much with him, to be honest. And when he is out there, like, they don't give him a chance to do anything either.
No. It's a little bit frustrating, but we created a QB controversy here for no reason at all. But... Yep. You know, about the... Are you... You're a fan of every single Cleveland sports team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, let me take you back to 2016. The Cavs have just won the finals. Yep. You're feeling on top of the world, right?
Yeah, that was the best year of my life. Like, 2016... Most of 2016 was the best time.
Oh, I agree, 100%.
It was so good.
Anyone that I've talked to have said that 2016 was basically the best year in recent memory for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that whole season, with the Cavaliers winning it all, coming down 3-1, Kobe retiring, that was just a remarkable season. And Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
Cleveland breaking the 52-year championship drought.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was awesome. And then the Indians blew it in the World Series.
They, too, blew a 3-1 lead.
They did.
I remember watching that game. That was thrilling. I thought they had it when Rajay Davis hit that home run.
Yeah, me too. And then I thought Jason Kipnis hit a home run and it was foul ball.
That's right. How is Cleveland this city? Because there's a lot of mixed opinions about it. How is Cleveland the city?
I have a good time here.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to Pittsburgh. I mean, both are really similar, so I get why we talk shit on each other. But that's fine. It's fun. I have friends here that I hang out with. I go to the games. It's a good time. It's just cold and snowy.
That's pretty good insight. So about you have a huge Twitter following, huge social media following in the world of sports. How did all this come about?
It was on accident.
How so?
Kidding. I never used Twitter. Like, I had it just to, like, look at stuff. I would never post stuff on there myself. And then one, like, last September, I posted a picture of Odell at the very first scrimmage, like, him on the sideline, and then a picture of him on, like, the big screen. I said, things I'll never get tired of seeing. And for some reason, like, blew up. Got, like, 20,000 likes and, like, 2,000 retweets. And then I only had, like, 500 followers, and the next day I had 4,000.
Wow, that is...
I don't know why. But that's really how it started. And then my friends are like, you say some funny stuff about sports. You should, like, post it. And I'm like, well, let me just try it. And then it's just been up from there.
That's a great story. Was it, like, a really close picture? Or, like, really high quality?
It wasn't, like, super close up. But, like, you could just... It was just, like, just him. And then it was, like, him on the screen. And it wasn't even anything good. I took it on my iPhone.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So you basically became famous overnight.
I wouldn't say famous, but people start following at that point. Yeah.
What was I going to say? So you're a big FanDuel person.
Yes.
Have you had success with it as of recently, if you don't mind sharing?
Well, so I'm in Ohio, so I can't bet on games. I can only do, like, daily fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do well with that.
You have a fantasy
game? I've never lost money on it.
Mm-hmm.
I've always won every single lineup I've put in, but I haven't had any that were, like, crazy big. Like, the most I've won was probably, like, 150 on one. But I've never lost one, so I just keep doing it.
So you're undefeated. But they also, you're undefeated.
Yeah. But they also pay me to make TikToks, so that's fine.
That's a sweet gig.
Yeah, that's the best part about it.
Hmm. So, who's the? If you've met any, who's the biggest sports star you've met?
Biggest sports star I've met.
Mm-hmm.
I've met James Conner on accident.
Oh, really?
I was walking down the street in Pittsburgh, and, like, someone bumped into me and knocked my phone into the street, and I turned around, and I was really mad. It was James Conner. He's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, and, like, picks it up and hands it to me.
That's funny.
It was pretty funny. It hurt, too. He ran into me really hard. And then, do you know who Joe Musgrove is?
I think I've heard of him. I think so.
He's a pitcher for the Pirates. I've met him. He's really nice. I've met him a few times. Super nice. Rashard Higgins, mm-hmm. I've never met him in, like, person, but I did an interview with him. Awesome. He's awesome.
That's awesome. I can only count on one hand the amount of sports stars I've met, but the biggest one was Joel Embiid.
Oh, nice.
He came to my town because he was coming to eat at a restaurant, and basically, everyone was instructed to act like he wasn't there. You're basically telling...
Yeah.
But, you know, he's 7 feet tall. He's...
Yeah, you're going to obviously see him. Like, you know who he is.
Yeah, exactly. But for the time being, we had to act like he, quote-unquote, wasn't there. Until he was finished eating. But, yeah, it was a cool experience to have him there.
Nice.
So you also run another Twitter page called Sports Pups.
Yeah, I just started it, like, last month.
Tell us about it.
I post pictures of athletes and their dogs. And people like it, I guess. I mean, they're cute pics. It's wholesome. There's no drama there. You can't be mad. It's literally dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
We could use some wholesome content this year.
Oh, definitely.
So, how do you feel about the Cleveland Indians potentially trading Francisco Lindor?
Oh, he's gone. He's never coming back to Cleveland. He definitely packed up his apartment and he's never coming back.
They're saying they don't have the money for him.
They have the money. He doesn't want to be. I know he doesn't want to be here. I mean, we're poor. We're not poor, but our owners act like they're poor. And I know Francisco Lindor doesn't want to be here also. So it's a mix of both. And it's just bad. And then we all have a miserable time because our team's going to be trash and our payroll's going to be $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the lowest. We're going to have the lowest, honestly.
The Indians, it's like they've been pretty obscure before their huge run in 2016. They've been a little on and off since then, but losing Lindor would potentially put them back in rebuilding.
Yeah, we already peaked. We're past it. Like, it's over. It's done. I'm just telling myself now, it's time to restart it.
Sometimes it's the best thing in sports, honestly. The thing, the best for the team.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm.
What else do I got? So, just recently, you've obviously heard of the Sarah Fuller making history in playing college football for Vanderbilt. As a woman in sports, per se, how does that make you feel?
I think it's awesome. And I think it's so cool that she is out there. And at the same time, it's like kind of sad, the things that people are saying about her.
Mm-hmm.
But if we look past that, there's so many other people that she's inspiring just by going out there and doing that. And yeah, she's going to go out there again this weekend. She's playing again. Hopefully her team scores points, though, so she can at least attempt a freaking field goal.
Exactly.
Or an extra point. They couldn't even get past the 50.
It's Vanderbilt definitely needed a culture change, but
yeah.
I'm really rooting for her to succeed. I really want to see her kick a field goal and make one as well. But I think this is a great thing to say, honestly. And I'm sure we can expect more of it in the future. If you remember not too long ago, Monet Davis pitching in the Little League World Series. It's just phenomenal to see that.
Yeah, it definitely is. And also, like, I'm just so tired of all these guys on the internet are like, ooh, I could have done that. I'm like, she's 6'2", she could kick your ass. I don't know why you're saying that.
She's also a really good soccer player.
Yeah.
Like, she can kick.
An SEC title.
She can kick.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a great thing to see. Have you ever been to any other ballparks outside of Cleveland, Ohio? Like,
baseball or just
anything actually.
I've been to Boston. I went to Fenway. That was cool.
I've always wanted to go to Fenway.
Yeah, it was really awesome. I mean, the Red Sox, they weren't very good, but I was still there and it was fun. I've been to every place in Pittsburgh because I live there, so I just go to all those. I feel like there's other places. I've been to Toronto.
Really?
And, that was fun. I watched the Raptors play LeBron and the Lakers. That was probably my favorite. Mm. That was awesome.
I've never got to see LeBron play. I want to see him play before he retires. That's one thing on my bucket list.
Oh man, I would go to so many games when he was here.
I've had friends that went to go see him when he came to town, and they said like it's so surreal seeing him like in person.
Yeah. Yep. He's my favorite athlete of all time, and I think he will always be my favorite athlete of all time.
I think he's the greatest of all time.
Oh, I do too. People don't like when I say that though; they get really mad.
It's all right. When it's all said and done, he'll without a doubt be the greatest.
He has to be. And even like off the court, he's such a great guy.
Oh yeah. You can't hate on a guy who like created his own school for underprivileged children in Akron, Ohio. You can't hate on a guy like that.
But people still do, and I hate to see it.
People will always find ways to hate.
Yeah, every single day.
I had a good question for you earlier. You've appeared on many podcasts before now. Which ones that you did were your favorite?
Oh my gosh, my favorite. I don't like this question because I don't want to make people upset. I've had a lot that I've enjoyed. All of them have been good except one. every single one has been a good experience except one guy. He like put me on his show just to like make fun of me after.
What's the point?
It was just, I don't know. It was just really weird. And I was like, that was kind of lame and nobody thinks it's funny and nobody's laughing. But every other one has been fun and I've really enjoyed my time.
That's good. That's good. But yeah, you have a significant Twitter following. That's great to see. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
So what's next for you? Do you plan to do anything with that?
I really want to have my own show. I just haven't done it yet. I'm in talks of doing it, but it's just never been a thing to do it yet. And I think that's something that I really want to do. I want to be like Colin Coward or like Skip Bayless or Stephen A. Smith. I want to be ridiculous and funny and like, they're smart guys, they are, but they are entertainers first, and they know what they're doing to get people to listen to what they're saying. I love everything that they do. That's what I want to do.
My favorite is Shannon.
When I grow up, I want to do it.
What about Shannon Sharp? That's my favorite.
Oh, I love him, too. I love Shannon Sharp, too. Yeah. I love him when he wears his little goat mask and he has his Henny bottle.
Mm-hmm. Got the bathrobe and the cigar too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good.
That's awesome. So if we don't have anything else, I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Everybody go follow her on Instagram and Twitter at Gab Gaudy. That's GABBGOUDY. She posts some really great content. And you won't regret following her. Thank you so much for coming on, Gabby.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.